Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the show must go on, and we've got big news right now, coast to coast, across North America and beyond on CBSSportsRadio.com and the Radio.com app. It is The Pony Express, heard every Sunday here on CBS Sports Radio, 7 to 11 Pacific, 10 to 2 Eastern Time. So happy to be here as we're now going to react to the NFL players voting to approve the CBA. This was highly contentious. You had some very visible, prominent players come out and vociferously speak out against it. Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, the Watt brothers, TJ and JJ Watt, the Pouncey twins. Most of the highly paid veteran players did not think this was a fair enough deal for them. Already making a lot of money, now they're going to have to work more. Longer regular season starting in 2021 with no extra bye week, which I don't understand. I would think both sides would have wanted an extra week off for the players to give them extra time to rest and recover from injury, wear and tear. The NFL wanting an extra week to push the season back to President's Weekend, which has been a long-rumored dream of the NFL, to have the Super Bowl on a Sunday and then have a federal holiday on Monday. The rank and file of the NFL, the 60% of NFL players who make the league minimum, either veteran minimum, league minimum, players that are on rookie contracts, that makes up the majority of the league. And that's why it's interesting to me that among those who voted, yes, that percentage, the yes vote was 52%. Now, 20% of the union just didn't vote, which I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around. You know, this was not a one-day thing. It's not like the only day you could cast your vote was yesterday, when polls closed at midnight Eastern time. Like, some players voted more than 2 weeks ago. And so with so much on the line, I can't fathom a player thinking that this wasn't worth it, that it wasn't worth his time to vote yes or no, especially when it was this close. Only 60 votes. That was the difference. 1,019 yes, 959 no. But it's a little bit surprising that if you've got 60% making the league minimum, that would lead me to believe that some of those players still voted no on this. You'd think all the players making league minimum would vote yes, because one of the major provisions in this new CBA is a raise, a minimum wage increase. Minimum salary increase for NFL players, that goes up. More games, more paychecks. So I think I'll give you my own personal spin on this. Andrew Filippone of the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio. Feel free to join in. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. I wanted labor peace because I didn't want more bad news today. So take from that what you will, but as a sports fan, and that's ultimately what I am, I'm a sports fan first, I'm a talk show host second. This was my passion before it was my job. Unlike some people that get into sports media, I haven't lost my love for sports. I'm not like cynical and surly, and I haven't come to loathe or dislike. And believe me, this happens to some people who do this job. I haven't lost my love affair with sports. And the last thing I wanted today was to find out that the NFL players had voted this down, because that would have been a 100% sure sign that we were going to have a work stoppage, that we were going to have the real possibility, the very real possibility, that as soon and in 2021, the first year that there should have been a new deal in place, in 2021, we were going to deal with a lockout. We were going to deal with players and owners not being able to find a compromise or middle ground. And the real prospect for the first time in more than 30 years, having games canceled. I didn't want to have to. That was one topic I did not really want to have to talk about. The biggest league, the biggest sport in America, not because of pandemic, but because millionaires and billionaires can't agree on something, we lose out on football because of it. It is a huge pie. It is a gigantic pie. It is a very violent game. It is a contact sport where a lot of guys get injured, and questions about mental health, brain health, physical health after they play, but they're making a ton of money, and they know the risks now better than they did before. So if this deal didn't get pushed through, I would have been upset over it. Find a way to figure it out. Everybody's getting rich here. Some guys, the owners are getting rich more than the players, but it's always been that way. They're not only are their salaries going to go way up, not only that, immediately are their salaries going to go way up. The salary cap starting in 2021 is going to have a huge bump. It's an opportunity for not just the quarterbacks, but for everybody else to make more money. And ultimately, last I checked, that's what everybody's striving for. That's what everybody's pushing for. They want to take care of themselves and their families. That's why people go into professional sports, to make a lot of money. And even though with the NFL, it comes with more risks than, say, basketball or baseball, you know, they've still, I think the owners have made it worth everybody's while. Now, I'm reading now, NFL Network's reporting that we're going to see a 17 games, we're going to see the expanded playoffs go into effect immediately. A 14-team playoff's going to go into effect immediately. I have been a longtime advocate of that. I like the idea of adding an extra team to the playoffs in each conference. I like the idea of two more wild card games opening weekend. The average win-loss record of the seventh place finisher is 9-7. So people want to say, you know, it's a black eye for the sport. It's watered down the game. It's watered down the NFL playoffs too much for a seventh team. It makes it too easy to make the playoffs. I'm of the opinion that 9-7 teams should be there. The Titans went to the AFC Championship game as a 9-win team last year. The Giants in the last 10 years have won a Super Bowl as a 9-win team. The Arizona Cardinals went to the Super Bowl in 08 as a 9-win team. You do it this way, you pretty much ensure, and there are cases where this happens, you pretty much guarantee that there will not be a season where a 10-6 team misses the playoffs. And I think 10-6 teams should always get in. And I like the idea, you know, right now we don't have any sports. I like the idea of first weekend of the NFL playoffs. There's three games on Saturday. There's three games on Sunday. It's 1 o'clock Eastern kickoffs right into a primetime game both Saturday and Sunday. What's wrong with that? I don't get why some NFL fans, and there's actually polling data to back this up, why some NFL fans are so adamantly against it. Now, as far as 17 games, and this is going to come into effect in 2021, I'm a proponent of it because I'm a football glutton. And I don't think 16 moving up to 17 is going to diminish the overall product, and guys are going to be so worn out and so injured by the end of the year that by the time we get to December or January, these NFL games are going to look like XFL games. I don't buy that. I'm not a mouthpiece for the owners. I don't know any NFL owners personally. I'm not just taking up their side of the argument because, you know, I'm on their payroll. I would like another week of football, full slate of football, where there's a full extra week for fantasy. There's a full extra week for football betting. There's another Sunday, whether it's on the front end of things and the season starts earlier, or it's on the back end of things, where I get a Sunday to myself watching games that matter. One of the casualties of this new CBA is that a preseason game is going away. Perfect. The preseason stinks. I don't really know, other than like bubble guys who want to get more film out there or want to crack a roster, between bubble NFL players and coaches. Outside of that, I don't know anybody else who actually likes the preseason. The games, the final scores don't matter. The second halves are unwatchable. Some of them, the entire game is unwatchable. It's tough to watch sports, even when guys are competing for their jobs, which they do in the preseason to some extent. It's hard to watch games where the final score doesn't matter, where who wins and who loses is inconsequential, is irrelevant. So from my perspective, I'm excited. I needed some good news today. I think we get it with the CBA getting approved. It adds a whole different intrigue now with a team like the Cowboys. Now they can't tag both Dak Prescott and Amari Cooper. I think that's going to be interesting. That's going to have to get worked out in the next 24 hours. They're getting a bigger slice of the pie. The players are getting more money, 47% to 48.5% of the revenue. The minimum wage is going up. You can't get suspended for positive marijuana tests. I think it's a good deal for the players. And I don't think it's a snag. I don't think it's bad for the consumer, for us, the people that consume the product. I don't think more playoffs is a bad thing. I don't think more regular season football is a bad thing. Do you? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. This has been last week we lost just about everything. We lost the NCAA tournament. We lost the NBA for now. We lost the NHL for now. Opening day got delayed. I think this is the first piece of good news we've gotten in a long time. Labor peace in the NFL, more playoffs, more regular season games. I'm in favor of all of that. Are you? I don't expect you to be a labor attorney and tell me about, you know, the player aspect of this all that much. But as a fan, how do you feel about more playoffs and more regular season games? Expanded playoffs to 14, regular season to 17 games. As a football fan, as a sports fan, is this the good news you were waiting for? Is this something you're excited about? More NFL. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. My name's Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
From the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. NFL players approve the new CBA deal. That means more playoff teams next season and 17 games in 2021. The salary cap for the 2020 season goes up by $10 million. 2019, $188 million. This year is going to be $198 million. And speculation, once the new television deals get negotiated, now that the leagues can sell more regular season games and more playoffs, speculation that the salary cap could go up by as much as $40 million for 2021. All the way up to $230, $240 million. More money in the game of football? I think that's good for the players. They're getting a bigger cut of the pie. They're going from 47% of revenue to 48.5%. I think that's good for them. It's good for the little guy. It's good for the special teams player. It's good for the rookie. Good for the fifth-round draft pick. And there's more of them than the Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilsons of the world. And I think it's good for us. I want to watch more teams in the playoffs. I'd rather watch, instead of 11 playoff games, I'd rather watch 13. I'd rather watch 16 weeks of football than 17. I'd rather have less preseason football than more. Where do you come down as a football fan on the CBA developments? Do you like more playoffs? Do you like more games? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. That number is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It's easy. One of the things they're going to have to sort out here is how they're going to do the 17-game schedule. And we've yet to see the NFL tell you what their plan is. My guess is that they're going to have to make it so that in a given year, one conference plays 9 home games and the other plays 9 road games for competitive balance purposes. I don't think you could do it in a way where, okay, the Cowboys, Dallas has 9 home games, and Philadelphia only has 8. Like, you have to find a way. So that would, my guess on this is that the NFL will, the 17th game will be a crossover game where, just like they do with the divisions. So what I'm saying is, every year you have 2 games in which you play the team in your conference that finish in the same spot as you in the standings. So if you finish first, you play 2 first-place teams in your conference. You finish second, you play 2 second-place. Third, 2 third. 4 last place, 2 last place. I would guess what they would do is they would take the teams by record, 1 through 16 in each conference, and you would match up against that team for the 17th game. Last year, the Ravens had the best record in the AFC. The 49ers had the best record in the NFC, so they would play each other. The Packers had the second best record in the NFC. The Chiefs had the second best record in the AFC, so they would play each other. Then you would go from there. But, you know, I know because I've seen it. I've seen fans who were against 17 games and against more playoffs. And I wonder why that is. If you have a problem with it, why? What is it? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Here is Austin in California on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Austin.
Thanks for the line, brother. I'm going to touch on the CBA, but a quick point on the NFL continuing free agency. I think we're all in agreement that us as fans would love it to continue, but you asked for somebody to call in and play devil's advocate, so I'm going to do that for a second. Sure. The NFL loves money the most, more than anything, for the most part, but that's why Kaepernick and Eric Reed basically got shamed, because they saw their bottom line. We're a patriotic nation, and so if this disease goes south and it gets worsened and the NFL didn't jump on board, they might get hit really hard from the critics. But that's just the only way I can see this.
I agree with that, but do you think we've reached that point yet?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, I mean, it's a gamble. That's all I'm saying. I'm a gambling man, so I'll put all my money on black before anybody else. So the CBA, I like the 17th game, but I would prefer them to have gotten a bye considering we have the preseason game eliminated. So I don't know why they didn't put in that extra bye. Maybe they'll ratify it and come to an agreement there.
Well, you know what they're claiming? You know what they're saying, Austin? They're saying that with only three games, that extra week now from the preseason to week one, they're calling that a second bye. But, you know, none of the, like, no starting players usually play in the fourth preseason game. So they were already getting that week like a bye. So this, if you're like Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers, you weren't going to play in that fourth preseason game anyways. So I don't really get how the NFL is they're trying to spin it that way, but it doesn't work.
No, and I don't think it'll last long. Maybe they'll do that for a year, but I mean, they'll come to their senses because you need a bye in week 6 and week 12. You know, that's when you really need it for most of these guys. But the thing I really do love is the playoff format, because no 10-6 team or 11-5 team should ever miss the playoffs, okay?
Right.
So yeah, we have 9-7 teams making it. That's fine. I agree with you 100%. We should have 9-7 teams in there, but what really pisses me off is when teams have a 10-6 record or 11-5 season. I think it was the Patriots, correct me if I'm wrong.
The Castle team went 11-5. The team without Brady went 11-5 and missed the playoffs.
See, that is ridiculous to me. How can you miss the playoffs and you had an 11-5 season? So this will eliminate that, of course. But great topic.
Yeah, I think the playoffs got better, Austin. I think the playoffs with this CBA, and it starts this year, I think this playoff format beats the old one. I think the only team that should get a bye is the conference winner. I don't think it was fair that the number two seed got an equal payoff, got an equal prize, that their reward for being the second best team was the same for being the absolute best. You know, the real line, the real, the most important spot was second versus third. If you were the third best division winner, you had to play an extra week of football. And so if I'm going to draw a line, I'd rather separate one from two than two from three. And, you know, if you go back and you look at the research of this, you'll find years where the number one seed and the number two seed had the same record. And historically, the tiebreaker was those two teams played in the regular season and the team that won the game was the number one seed. And so if that happens, you know, like next year, for example, if the top two teams in the AFC both have 12-4 records, but the Patriots beat the Chiefs in the regular season, and so that would put the Chiefs in the one seed, that would put the Patriots in the one seed with a bye, and the Chiefs, the two seed, would have to play wild card weekend with the same record, I'm fine with that. Because the play on the field, the heads up game against, playing head-to-head would have determined who got the rest and who had to play. So I think the playoffs get better. I think the 17-game season, we're going to have to logistically figure that out. I don't think there's a clear answer on how they're going to handle that right now. They want to play neutral site games, but who are the neutral site games against? How does that part of the schedule get organized? They've got an extra year to figure that out. But I like 17 games more than 16. 16 games is a neat puzzle. It's easy to do it, the formula behind it. But I'd rather watch more football, and I'd rather watch less preseason. How about you? I think this is what the fans care about with the CBA, not how much money NFL players are going to make, but how the new CBA affects them. And the new CBA is going to give you more football. And do you want it? Does it ever get to a point where it's too much? You think 17 games is too much? You think more playoff teams, 7 playoff teams in each conference, 14 playoff teams, 14 out of 32 teams, is that too much? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. You can follow me on Twitter, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us at CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Andrew Filippone.
We're talking about the CBA approval, the NFL and its players reaching an agreement. So on top of all the cancellations we've had this week across sports, we will not have any worries or concerns about the NFL having a work stoppage in 2021. They've reached an agreement. A lot of players aren't happy about it. It narrowly passes. 51% said yes. You didn't need to get to like 60 or 65%, just needed a simple majority. They got it today. And now the NFL can go shop this new deal to the television networks. Big influx of money coming their way now that there's 17 regular season games and two extra playoff teams. The players are getting a bump. Bigger piece of the pie, 48.5% of revenue. $2 billion going into their pension funds. That's a good thing. They can't get suspended for marijuana use anymore. You know, no more testing that results in players missing games for marijuana use. And fewer practices. So, yeah, they got to play more games, but there's not going to be as many off-season practices. I think it's a fair deal. I don't know everything about it, but just the bullet points. You know, if there's a work stoppage, the players get hit the hardest. They don't have billions of dollars in reserve like these owners. I think the owners wanted to quickly get to the networks and get more money from them. And in order to get more games, they had to make concessions, like giving the players a bigger piece of the pie and setting them up in retirement, doing more to help them after their playing careers are over. So with any deal, you know, no one's going to be completely happy. That's why there were some reports out there that there were greedy owners who didn't want this deal passed, because if it was nixed by the players, conjecture was that they would present an even worse deal to the players and say, hey, live with it. Take it or leave it. For us fans, we get more games. We get more playoffs and more regular season football. And I'm taking your calls on that right now at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Here's Ed in Pennsylvania. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Andrew. Thank you for taking my call. I'll be real brief because I know you're busy. I'll give you some context. I'm an old guy. I've been a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles since 1963 or 64. My point is, fast forward to the 2019 Philadelphia Eagles and think of what happened to them from a health standpoint. They could barely get through the season health-wise. My point is, these pro football players are world-class athletes, and they can't get through a 16-game regular season schedule and the current playoff format. Adding more games, I don't know how people can think that's a good thing simply because there's more money involved. I don't know if I'm the only one seeing
wait a minute. What do you mean? Like, the counter-argument to what you just said there is, when the Eagles suffered an injury at the most important position on the field, they won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago when Wentz went out. They did, didn't they? Or am I making up?
No, you're not making that up. I understand that. I'm not even speaking specifically of Carson Wentz this year. Did you look at the rest of their roster, how depleted it was?
Well, yeah, I watched them get red hot in down the stretch with guys like Boston Scott at running back.
Right. That's my point.
But they won games, didn't they? I mean, they found a way with guys like Greg Ward to win games. What's wrong with that?
You'll always find more players. I understand that. But are we seeing the best of what we want? You know, like you
I don't know. You tell me, when you were watching the Eagles get hot and they were winning with less in December, were you thinking to yourself watching those games, this isn't fun? This isn't good football?
Well, look what happened to them in their opening round playoff game.
They lost their opening round playoff game because of a dirty hit that didn't get penalized, and they had to bring a 42-year-old high school football coach into the game at quarterback.
You just made my point for me. You just made my point.
He got knocked out of the game because of a dirty hit. That's bad officiating.
More games, more dirty hits. More is not better. I'll hang up and listen to your
response. Fine. You got it, Ed. I mean, so what's the solution? Fewer games? You're right. More plays, more risk of injury. You know, the NFL, one of the things that they're going to have to absolutely come to grips with now is that they look like frauds They said safer league, player safety, 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 safety. And then but all they've wanted all along is more games. But the players are getting well compensated. They're making millions of dollars. Most of them are. By the time this deal is up, the minimum salary in the league is going to be $1 million, from what I've read. The league is doing more for them as far as their post-playing health is concerned. Yeah, if the argument is the quality of play is going to suffer because it's a 17-game schedule, well, playoff teams are playing 17, 18, 19 games. I don't watch the Super Bowl in February, a 19th game, and think, man, the Chiefs and 49ers are so tired. They've played so many games. This is going to be a crappy game. They're just dragging. They're exhausted. They're the walking wounded. This game is going to stink. I don't know. It's interesting. Ed has that take when he's in a place where a bunch of injuries led to a Super Bowl win a few years ago. Their star left tackle and their star quarterback were out, and they beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Here's Patrick in Alabama on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I was calling about an idea how to make the 17th game. Sure. You had mentioned earlier about in the opposite conference, if whoever finishes 1 through 16, you play that same spot.
Yep.
Well, like this year, the Steelers play the Cowboys. So say they both finish number 8. So they already play each other. So now you got to make up for that game. So
why?
My idea was...
Well, wait a minute. Why can't they play twice?
Yeah, they can play twice. But my idea was, instead of having them play twice, you take your biggest rival to increase the revenue of the games. So like the Steelers would play the Ravens in essentially week 13, 14. That way it's still competitive. Which every single team, they play their biggest rival 3 times. That way we can have them essentially playing each other 4 times if they play each other again in the playoffs.
Well, I don't like that, because that would be unbalanced within the division and within the conference for playoff seeding. So you would, by doing that, for our entertainment purposes, you would be, because the Steelers and Ravens are both good teams, we'd get an extra meeting between those teams. And it would significantly damage or hurt one team's chances of making the playoffs because of it.
I was just coming from a fan standpoint. I thought
No doubt. If you just look at it from a fan standpoint, like, make the 17th game a rivalry game in like across the conference. So the Steelers would play the Eagles every year. But the problem with that solution or that idea is that you run out of rivalries pretty quickly. You know, for every Texans and Cowboys you find, for every Giants and Jets you get, you'd have like a Bills-Vikings game, which would make no sense. Here's Michael in Indiana on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how's it going?
Not bad.
So you're talking about this 17th game and how you would balance the revenue in the home games. I think you move it to the biggest college venues in the country. You take Notre Dame Stadium, you take Michigan Stadium, you take Penn State Stadium, the Coliseum. You take all these enormous college stadiums that for the most part seat more than the pro stadiums, and you move them there, you know. And there's probably enough. You know, if you really sit down and think about it, it's probably enough really big college stadiums, and then maybe you throw in the one stadium in Mexico and the, you know, stuff like that, and you've got enough, I think.
I don't think the NFL, as far as neutral sites are concerned, Mike, I don't think the NFL feels like it needs to grow the game in college places. I think they feel like they want to grow the game in international locations. So if there are going to be neutral site games, I think they're all going to be abroad. I think they're going to be in Toronto once they update, like, the Sky Dome or whatever there. Goodell seemed to make a point about that at the Super Bowl, that it wasn't, you know, the facility wasn't good enough. Mexico City, like you just mentioned, tons of games in London. I think if they're going to play extra neutral site games, that's where they'll go. I mean, it would be cool. It would be cool if the Lions and Packers played a game in Ann Arbor, or if, you know, the Colts hosted a game in South Bend at Notre Dame Stadium, but just everything I've heard about how the NFL wants to structure or set up its 17th game suggests to me or tells me that it's about global gains. It's about trying to get people interested in those places. Going to maybe Tokyo at some point. Playing games in other European cities. You know, look at where NFL Europe played. If there are soccer stadiums there that are state-of-the-art, take the games there. And build it around a team's bye so they've got rest. I think that's what the NFL is going to try to do here. I think it's more complex. It's harder to figure out who the game is going to be, who you're going to play, not so much where you're going to play the game. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. NFL players approved the CBA narrowly. That means we're going to get 17 regular season games, and that means we're going to get more playoff teams. Do you like that as a football fan? 855-212-4CBS. Here is Larry in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Larry.
Hey, first-time caller.
Awesome.
I'm a little perplexed about the 17th game, and simply because of this. I'm almost 60, and I grew up in an era where they had 14 regular season games and six preseason,
yep.
and I always thought, well, the preseason games don't count. It doesn't matter. You could be a quarterback and throw 500 yards, and it will never be
sure.
in the record books.
Yep.
And I always thought that it was a waste. And so then they went to 16-4. Now they're looking at 17-3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from old school where 2 + 2 = 4. They're playing 20 games no matter what.
Right.
So all they're doing is just taking a game that technically –
well,
and
yeah, I mean, yeah, well, and that's good for us, but the problem is that unlike the way they did it in the 70s, you know, the Oakland Raiders, John Madden might play either LaMonica or Stabler in all six preseason games back then. They might play full preseason games because
right.
they used to think back then, like, they need the reps, they need the game action to get ready for the regular season. But no team does that now. And so it's like Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing 4 preseason games and then 16 regular season games to get to 20. He was playing like maybe 1 preseason game and 16 regular season games. So that's why the guys at the top of the NFL hill, the big millionaires, the all pros who are making a ton of money, that's why they don't think 17-3 is really much of a reward for them. Because they weren't playing the extra exhibition game anyways. Those games were catnip for coaches who wanted more film and more evaluation time to make roster decisions. And those are for the guys who are at the bottom of the roster to show that they were good enough, that they could really play. All right, coming up next, no Selection Sunday, no NCAA tournament, and the ramifications. Saponi Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.